Welcome to The Hitch, week 8.
Hi.
Hi.
Crickets out there.
I know. It's a really nice evening. It's cool. I went outside for a while and walked around because we're at a campsite where we don't have any cell or internet.
We're at the Iowa City campsite where we have no cell and internet that we've talked about.
And we keep coming back because it's a really nice campground, but... Yeah. I was like, I need to find out what's going on in the world. And so I walked down the road a bit and the teen was out there skateboarding and it was such a nice evening. We just kind of hung out for a while and I watched him skateboard and the moon is almost full.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful. It's really pretty. And I got about 1,000 mosquito bites, but I was like, whatever.
Well, it is day 50. 50.
Boom.
There are 2 days left. Tomorrow is the last full day.
I'm feeling it too. I mean, I'm feeling it both in that I'm exhausted and I'm like, okay, it's been a long run and I'm tired.
Yeah.
And also emotional. Like, I don't want it to end, but I'm also really tired. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I would say the last 2 days of driving, which have been like 4.5 to 5 hour drives, which are not insubstantial.
That's pretty, but it's also pretty standard for when we're trying.
They
you know,
felt long.
Really long. Really
and
long.
They haven't been hard. They haven't been complicated.
No.
I think it's just that thing where your brain shifts to the fact that this is ending and then.
Yeah.
The things that didn't feel long now feel long.
Yeah, definitely. Because I've been actually sleeping okay the last couple nights. Although I did wake up again having very strange dreams.
Yeah.
One of those things where I started telling you about it and then I'm like, this is just like too chaotic. It doesn't even make any sense. There were like sharks and then I was supposed to go skiing, but I had to take a test. There was a lot going on and I was like, okay, I don't know. I guess maybe I didn't sleep as well as I thought I did. But anyway, I wake up feeling okay. But then by the time we're done with the drive, I'm really like bone tired. Like when we got here, you guys went out on a little walk and normally I would totally go with you and I wish I had, but I was just so tired. I just had to lay down.
Yeah. Yeah. But we are in Iowa City.
Yeah, we are in Iowa City.
We are back in the
such a cute town
campsite that we were here on day 2 of the trip.
Day 2 and day 50.
So it is, we are officially... I realized yesterday kind of marked the full circle point.
Yeah.
We were in Platte River, you know,
at
the start of the trip. And now we're here. And then tomorrow we'll go to the Nature's Way campsite, which is where we started the trip. So we'll start and end in the same place. And we have been to Iowa City. We were here for, what, 2 nights at the beginning of this trip. We were here... for at least a night or two at the beginning and end of last year's trip. This is the first time where it has not been just brutally hot.
Yeah, it's actually was cool and cloudy today.
Yeah.
But not rainy and very cool. And I know it's almost confusing, like going around Iowa City and not being... super hot.
Yeah, my kind of immediate connection to this city is like darting,
extreme
looking
heat
for shade.
I know. Yeah. It was nice because we could just have the windows open without the AC blasting. We could roll the windows down in the car and just kind of drive around.
Yeah.
What concept.
Yeah, we did our traditional eating of some fast food here.
Yes.
And it was the first time that we...
could just sit in the
could
car.
Could just sit and enjoy it instead
of
feeling
like AC
we're cooking. Yeah.
Going. Yeah.
So it's
so
nice.
That was
I mean,
fun.
It's interesting because it really actually the last few days have been pretty cool. Last night, I guess, or when we first pulled in Omaha yesterday, it was still quite hot and humid, but then it cooled down. And it was certainly cool in Ogallala and cool here. And I think it's going to be, pretty pool for the rest of the trip, which is not our normal return. I feel like the normal returns are hot, 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 hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
It's interesting when you do circle back and go to some of the same campgrounds that you started out with. There's a real sense of time and how it feels.
Yeah.
Like, and it really feels like it's been a long time. It has been a long time, but also it really feels like a long time. Like you were saying earlier today, it feels like we stayed here a year ago, not 2 months ago.
Yeah. It feels like forever ago.
It does feel like forever ago that we were here.
Like it's also, it's hard for me to distinctly remember it even, you know, like. Was so early in the trip. Like I remember we were here. I know we were here for a couple of days. I remember having a work call that happened and then didn't happen, but I don't really remember that much because so much has happened between then and now, you know?
I remember it pretty well because it was so early on in the trip that I was like heightened awareness of everything, you know, trying to relearn things and stuff. You know, like today I realized we were doing our normal hitching up and leaving in Nebraska, and it was like I realized I was only like, I mean, it's gonna sound bad to say, like half paying attention. Not that I wasn't paying attention to what we were doing, but we've gotten so used to doing it that I was doing it at a very calm, I was paying attention, but I was calmly just going through the motions. I was not like at the beginning of the trip, I was like, what are we, you know, I mean, for a good chunk of the time through the trip I'm always like, okay, did we do this? Did we do that? Did we do this? You know, making sure we did everything. Today I was just kind of like, okay, yeah, we're ready to go.
Yeah. We also did our last gas up while hitched today.
Yeah. And in fact, I'm proud of us because we pulled off to this one that from the interstate looked good. We got down to it. It was crowded. There wasn't a lot of room to pull out. There were a bunch of people. And I was like, this place just does not have a good vibe. We need to go. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, let's go. And so we did. And which I don't always love to do because then you've got to get on and off the interstate and everything. It's like, you know, but I was like, I don't like the feel of this one.
And we had enough gas.
And we had enough gas
that we could be choosy.
Yeah, we still had like a quarter tank and we had plenty of time.
Yeah.
And so we were like, let's do it. And we went to another one and it was great. I mean, there was tons of room. There were not very many people there. It wasn't hectic getting in and out. And I was thinking to myself, that's the way to do it. If you have a bad feeling and you have the opportunity to make another choice. I mean, sometimes like we've been in kind of bad gas situations before where you just have to tough it out. Like when we were in Hood River.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a choice.
Right.
But we did. And so I was proud of us for that because I was like, I want the last gas up to be good.
Yeah. And it really was. And also like that kind of like looking back and looking to now, like used to be we'd gas up and we'd use the bathroom here in the trailer.
Yeah.
And it would be like, it's really kind of long and involved process and like should we be doing this, should we not, like, okay. Today it was just like, you know, I started filling up, like everyone was heading back, like it was just like this very easy, like
that's what I'm saying, like I feel like we've got a real routine down now.
Definitely
we're about to change it again, but we definitely have like a smooth routine for the most part down.
There's absolutely, you know, at the beginning of the trip, there's always that feeling of like, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Or, and you kind of have to remember.
Yeah. You got to remember a lot of stuff or just kind of get used to it again.
There's just a lot of little things to do. And, you know, it's important that you do them all.
Yeah. Or just that sort of getting used to like, what are the sounds?
And, right.
You know, like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
And, oh, you know, and like, that's just none of that anymore. Even just like dealing with the water tanks and stuff. Like, we're staying in all these full hookup spaces now, but we're not actually dumping every day because we know like, oh, okay, that tank is showing red. It's cool. We've got another day in it.
Right. You know, like you don't always have to dump.
Yeah. You know, like we're just really, I feel like we have it down. And, and that's a good feeling. You know,
like that's a good feeling.
It is, I acknowledging that the next time we do this, there will be that same relearning curve. There's
always, yeah, and that's why I always think of this place in particular, because it's like, it's usually our second night stop.
Yeah.
And the first one is so close in, and the first day is always so chaotic, it almost like doesn't count in a way.
Oh, yeah.
It's not till you get to the second day that you really feel like you're into it, at least for me. And so I always have that very, very beginning feeling associated with this place, and it's interesting to have the very, very beginning feeling and the very, very end feeling.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's definitely like a bookend place for us.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
It's nice. And yeah, we don't have a long drive tomorrow. It's only a couple hours, which is nice.
It's nice. I have a work call.
Yeah, we've got some work stuff that has to happen.
And get you know, set up before that. And then really what tomorrow is and what the next morning is packing out and cleaning up.
I know.
You know?
I don't love that part.
We've moved in.
Yeah, definitely. And even though we don't have a ton of stuff, it's surprising how full it, how full the back of our car can get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like with our stuff. We don't even have that much stuff, but it's going to be packed.
It's going to be super packed. And we need to sort of unpack it before we repack it because it has, you know, it's just messy and dirty. And I plugged the vacuum in already because we're going to need to do some real vacuuming both in the car and throughout the trailer. But yeah, so it really is, that was a slam door.
That was a loud door.
The thing about teenagers is
they're very loud. They're so loud. Everything they do is loud.
Yeah, they are loud.
I mean, maybe not all teenagers, but ours for sure. Man, loud.
No kidding. But yeah, you know, this is, in many ways, this is the last, like, we're somewhere day, you know. Tomorrow's about getting to a place to then get
Getting to a place and then really, I know, I even thought, yesterday I was like, oh, I guess I could pack up my clothes and just leave out the ones that I'm gonna have, but I didn't want to do it early. I was like, no, I don't want to pack out of my little drawer that I keep my clothes in. I want to wait until the last moment. So
yeah,
that's tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. It starts tomorrow and finishes up on Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. But right now it's Tuesday night, so we got a little bit more trip to ring out of this. So we're going to go do that and talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye. Season 4 of The Hitch is recorded in the summer of 2022 in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Janice Dillard and Dan Sinker. Follow pictures of our travels and get in touch at TinCanEvangeline on Instagram or send an email to evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please subscribe to The Hitch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review while you're there. I'm Dan Sinker.
And I'm Janice Dillard.
And we'll see you on the road.